Tom. I'm Miss Stelton, the psychiatrist.
Oh, yes. I really like you're not somewhere. Supposed to care for people with sick minds, ain't you?
You could put it that way.
Nothing sick about William's mind.
On the contrary, he's in deep shock. He keeps crying out for no apparent reason. We have to keep sedating him.
Why?
To stop him from screaming.
Well, maybe he needs to.
That's as may be, but we do have to consider the other children in our care.
Then the sooner you come back with me, the better.
Ah, has the boy mentioned that...
You want to put me at home? Yes.
Mr. Tom.
Oakley. Mr. Tom is the boy's name for me.
Mr. Oakley. We feel the boy would benefit from treatment.
What sort of treatment?
Analysis. We want to encourage him to talk about his background. Find out why he's disturbed.
I would have thought that's pretty obvious. He ain't had a lot of loving.
Ah.
I want him back with me.
Ah.
And you can R until the cows come home. That's what I want, and that's what the boy wants.
Well, that's as may be, but... For this patient, what's best? For it's clear he is distressed. His structure and order...
On the first idea, what will you need?
For this patient, what's best is sedation and rest. Later we'll unearth.
What he needs is proper caring.
You're well past your prime.
He needs his friends. He needs holding.
Often takes years.
There's a well of pain inside him, and it needs to tumble out. You just shut him up with your needles. It's you he upsets when he shouts, and you ask him what he wants. And for once, look into my eyes. How do you suppose he will recover if you tranquilize his cries?
Visitors, as long as they don't disturb the other children.
Rachel!